Everyone loves toys. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Everyone loves toys. As evidence of this, you just go into the internet, you just go into the applications that are on Apple. By the thousands, hundreds of thousands of applications, and the majority of them are games. The majority of them are fun things, because people like games. People like toys. People like these things very much, and you and I are no exception. Everyone loves toys. We all like gadgets and toys and things that are pleasant to use and to be with. But the thing is, what is a toy? Well, a toy is an expression of our glee, an expression of our happiness, an expression of our delight. Toys are expression of all the things that make us feel very good. They make us feel that, wow, isn't that neat? Isn't that fun? This is why the philosophy of the University of Healing is be yourself and have fun. Now, a lot of people think that to be yourself is to go around doing things that are contrary to what other people would want done, contrary to what society wants done. A lot of people think that being yourself and having fun is to do things that are illegal, immoral, and fattening, as the saying goes. And yet, if that's what you think, then that's what you do. But what is it really that being yourself and having fun is? Well, having toys. Now, one of the most wonderful toys that we have is our body. And children learn early on that playing with their body is just lots of fun. They play with their toes, and they play with their eyes, and their ears, and their nose, their fingers, and they're always testing things. They're always lurching on things. They're always tasting things. They're always checking out their world. And little kittens and dogs and puppies, you know, they do the same thing. And I'm sure animals of all other creatures do the same thing. It's nature of life. It's the nature of life to check what the environment is about them. And when our environment is filled with toys, when our environment is filled with things that delight us and make us very happy, then we have a happy environment indeed. Now, an important part of this thought right now is about everyone loves toys. Toys are not necessarily something outside of us. Toys can be being in our mind, working with our thought. Our thoughts are toys, really. Our thoughts are very wonderful toys that we play with all the time. Sometimes we take these thoughts and we make them beneficial, and sometimes we make them non-beneficial. But they're all toys. They're all toys and ways of working with things and talking about things and thinking about things. What sort of toys do you delight in playing? What sort of toys do I delight in playing with? Well, I delight in playing with my mind and thinking. I like to talk, obviously, and I like to tell the stories of what's going on in my world, what's going on in my thought system, and to me that is one of the most lovely playgrounds I could ever have, the playground of my mind. And I am playing there with all these thoughts, and I'm playing, what if this, and what if that, and what if the other, and this is what creators, entrepreneurs, this is what inventors and scientists all do. They say, what if you put this chemical with this chemical, what would happen? What if you tasted this, and what if you put a little bit of this into the sugar, or put a little bit of this into the chocolate, what would happen to it? People are always experimenting, always having fun on the playground of their mind. And yet we still feel that we want to have the bigger toys. We want to have the dune buggies. We want to have the three-wheelers. We want to have the cars that roar down the road with tremendous speed and noise and power. We want to have the airplanes that fly supersonic and that fly all over the world and the universe. We want to have all sorts of beautiful examples. And we say, well, now, what kind of food are we going to give the astronauts, because they're going to be in outer space too long for fresh foods to last? Fresh foods to last. Well, we're coming up with the idea that they don't need the fresh foods. What do they need? Well, the biggest thing that astronauts seem to need is something to keep their limbs in gravitational order. Gravity helps to keep their body functioning in a perfect way to allow them to walk around and do different things. But when they're in a no-gravity situation, then they have a problem. Well, the simplest solution to that is to create gravity in the no-gravity situation. And you say, well, how can you do that? Well, that's something to do in the playground of your mind. That's something to do in the games, the toys that you have. Everyone loves toys. Well, now, think of what would you do if you were going to go off into outer space and you didn't want the lack of gravity to destroy your muscles and destroy your body activity, because your body is designed to function with gravity. Now, maybe we should have a training course here on Earth where we can learn to live in non-gravity situations and see how we develop our muscles and develop our mind and develop our thinking and so forth. And how would that work? Well, why not? That's a game that I love to play. And if it interested me enough, I would intensively think about it, and I would intensively know about it. Isn't it interesting how most beautiful new ideas that come up from scientists or from people who are enterprising in that way, most new ideas are greeted with a lot of bad thought. They're greeted, that cannot be so. That's not so. You're going contrary to what we know. Well, let's hope that we go contrary to what we know totally to come to a new knowledge, to come to a new awareness of how things really are, our original purity and integrity, our original design, our original pattern, which is so wonderfully, magnificently, powerfully able to be fun beyond anything we could ever imagine. A happy child begets a happy world. A happy child begets happy circumstances for itself. A happy child lives in a happy life. And that happy child may be in an unhappy family. It may be in an unhappy circumstance. It may be in an unhappy body. It may be whatever. But that happy child, as that child is persistent in being happy, it will not be in an unhappy environment, an unhappy world, an unhappy body. It will not. Because that thought of being a happy child manifests itself in that child in all. It manifests itself in that child in every thought it thinks. And when we have the wisdom as parents and guardians of these children to tell them, that's wonderful. Dream your wildest dream. Swim your heaviest ocean. Do all these things. Do them, do them. And let nothing stop you. Let nothing stop you. I was reading some medical articles recently in which they were saying that certain aspects of medicine are being redefined by some researchers. They say that certain chemicals are not needed in the body and certain things are not needed, and that we are destroying ourselves by putting it in there. And the other professions are saying, no, no, it's been proven to help. But then the researchers saying, yes, it helps, but the thing is, it also kills. And it causes other hang-ups, other problems that are not necessarily good for the body, not necessarily good. And these other problems are side effects that are very dangerous and very very disabling. We cannot recommend that. We cannot promote that. And Yet because it is financially a benefit for the moment, they do it. Well, we know that this world is operated not on money, not on economy, but on love. This world is operated on being yourself and having fun. People who are creative and they cannot find enough ways to be creative, they are not scientists or they don't go into the scientific field, they are not inventors, they are not people who are doing things one way or another, and so they go into other fields which might be called negative, like war or policing and things like that. All these things which are of apparently important right now because they take care of a certain need, but it is so much better, so much more positive to say, I like me, and to say, I see all the world in harmony and balance. I see all the world living in a joyous, upstanding attitude toward itself and all the world. I see everyone in the world loving his neighbor like he loves himself. I see everyone in the world enjoying abundance. I see everyone in the world enjoying perfect health. I see everyone in the world enjoying harmony in all areas of their life. I see divine right order manifest in the lives of all of my creation, in all the world, in everyone, everywhere. Now, you say, boy, oh boy, oh boy, are you a dreamer? Yeah, I'm a dreamer, and dreams come true. And this is not only a dream that I have, it's a recognition that I have that it is so. It is so, and it's just up to me to put the cause in motion to have it be so, and be consistent in that cause. Oh my goodness, be consistent. Be yourself and have fun. Be consistent in being yourself, the lovely, beautiful person that you are. And having fun is to delight in everything. Little children need very expensive toys. They need very expensive toys. And they go into the trash and bring out a box. And they'll cut that box up and they'll make a house out of that box. And they'll make fortress out of that box. They'll do all sorts of things. They go under the sink and they take the pots and pans and they bang them around. Don't do that, you'll bet my pots and pans. Well, goodness sakes. That is one of the first toys that children normally have. And in pioneer families where they didn't have toys much for the children, they let them play with the pots and pans, and so they were a little dented. It didn't hurt anything. The manner in which they could bang them around didn't dent them enough to do any real damage anyhow. But you see, we want to say the toys have to be expensive. They have to be creative. They have to be dramatic and dynamic. The person who's playing with the toys makes them dramatic, dynamic, and creative. The person who's playing with the toys makes them into being themselves and having fun. It makes them into something fun. It makes them into something joyable, something marvelous, something so enjoyable, so marvelous, and so wonderful that they just feel delighted beyond all measure. Yes, it's true. Everyone loves toys. Let's let the toys be the thoughts of our mind. Let's let the toys be the illusions that we have, the dreams that we have. Climbing the highest mountain, let's see our toys be every delight of our heart. And when you climb that mountain, are you physically climbing it? Or are you mentally climbing it? Are you up there? What do you see from up there? Oh, I see everything. Well, you're not up there, you're standing right next to me. But mentally, I'm up there. In my thought, I'm up there. In my dreams, I'm up there. In my attitudes, I'm up there. Oh, yes. Have you ever gone somewhere where you weren't? And going there, you see things and you say, oh, that's what's in here. My goodness, that's interesting. It's an interesting room. How fascinating. And then you come back mentally. And someone says, where were you? Oh, I was just over inside that room there. Oh, really? What's inside that room? And then you start telling him what's inside. How do you know that? That room is locked. Nobody goes in there. Well, come on, let's go over and go in there and see if I'm right. And so, naturally, you are able to go in there because you are going to go and see what you want to see. The room is open for you, even though it has not been open up to that moment before. And so you go in. And sure enough, everything you said was there, and everything wherever you said it was, and it was exactly as you described it. Exactly. It's as though you had actually been there. And of course, you were. Mentally, you were there. Now, you say, that's far out. That's not really true at all. That's far out. No, it's not far out. That's what we do all the time, and that's how we live all the time, that's how we think all the time, and that's how our life is all the time. Now, what do you want to do with your life? What do you want to do with your world? How do you want to handle your thinking? Do you want to handle your thinking in such a way that it is going to be sort of a negative experience, or do you want to handle your thinking in a way that's going to be a very positive, very wonderful, very delightful thing? It's up to you, it's up to me. Everyone loves toys. And the toys that we love are dependent upon where we are in our consciousness. And when you dream, you can dream of the toys and dream of the things you want, and they can be the most glorious, wonderful experiences that you could ever desire. And others can dream of the impossible things that remain impossible to them because they think they're impossible. And they are, because they're really not dreaming. They're thinking impossibilities, and impossibilities are theirs. You and I, we can think the actual experiences. We can think what is, and know that it is so, and know that we are experiencing it right now, know that it is our reality right now, and know that it is so wonderful. It is so fantastic that everything we do is a reflection of its beauty and its magic. Dream your dream. Dream your wildest dream. Everyone loves toys. Have everything be a toy in your dream. Have everything be an expression of all that is good and beautiful and wonderful. And watch how it reflects and reveals itself in every area of your life, even as it is in mine. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.